Thank you very much for allowing me this statement to deliver on behalf of my delegation. Let me again, in a formal setting, congratulate you on your assumption of the presidency, and we thank the Secretariat for continued support to the conference and the members. Mr. President, Bangladesh remains a staunch supporter of multilateral approach to general and complete disarmament. This is our constitutional commitment. We believe that the CD, as the sole multilateral disarmament body, must continue to uphold its legitimacy and credibility by breaking out of its current stalemate and engage in substantive work. Unfortunately, year after year, the CD remained hamstrung, making no significant progress to adopt a program of work. We remained all this while concerned that despite efforts made by all successive presidencies, the consensus to begin substantive work eluded the CD. Mr. President, you as well as other five members of the P6 deserve our appreciation as we see this year began differently with hope. The unique approach of putting in collective efforts by P6 members under your leadership is groundbreaking and much appreciated. Mr. President, the member states of the CD have long been advocating for a comprehensive and balanced program of work. We believe that the P6 package, the working paper containing a draft proposal for program of work that is before the conference today, is a good basis for that. The document is a result of a series of consultations among P6 members, preceded by numerous informal consultations that you conducted with a large number of member states. As one of the members of P6 and in its national capacity, the delegation of Bangladesh supports the content of the draft proposal. We welcome any constructive contributions by the member states for achieving a consensus on the document and its implementation this year so that the CD can begin its work meaningfully at an early date. Mr. President, our task is ever more difficult given the unmistakable signs of unraveling of multilateral understanding. The resulting upswing in proliferation of weaponry, development of insecurity, particularly of those who cannot rely on security assurance, is a dangerous dichotomy that cannot go with the commitment to global goals and the burgeoning inequality. We should seize this opportunity that presents itself today to do our best to secure and sustain a peaceful world, only which can assure us of sustainable development in the truest sense. In conclusion, let me request the member states on behalf of the delegation of Bangladesh and all P6 members to have trust on the 2020 presidencies and this novel approach of making collective efforts in revitalizing the CD's work this year. I would also like to assure you of the fullest support of my delegation. I thank you, Mr. President.